You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, since I've known him, he's not a sports guy at all. Doesn't care for it. Doesn't watch it unless Nicole makes him watch it.
Correct. She's a huge Broncos fan.
She loves her Broncos.
I'll stick around and watch some Broncos games with her.
And so I was just curious because we were talking off the air about all the playoff games this week because the Avs played last night. The Nuggets are playing tonight. And Jeremy was making his usual funny comments. And I was like, I thought it would be interesting to talk to our listeners who are like you. And what is life like in modern America, since modern America is infatuated.
Obsessed with it.
With sports.
Truly obsessed
with it. We're a sports-obsessed nation. Now, granted, there are a lot of people just like you, but you cannot deny that sports is so important to so many people that what's it like to tread amongst
around those people?
Weirdos.
So the conversation that I was talking about off the air was, I was standing in the hall the other day talking to somebody about nothing sports related. It was like work related, things like that. Josh, our producer, comes wandering up. Then those two guys start talking, and it was just all of a sudden all about sports and teams and points and stats, and I'm just standing there like, this happens every time I'm around two guys or women even, that somehow the conversation gets steered towards sports. And I actually piped in during that conversation. I said, I feel very awkward right now, guys, because I feel like I truly am just somebody that does not care about sports at all. And I feel like a unicorn is the right term for that. But I have nothing to add to any sort of conversation that has to do with sports. And I feel like that is a bad thing. Is it bad or is it good?
I think it's refreshing.
I feel left out.
One of my best buddies on the planet is Milo. He used to work on this show many years ago. Milo is just like that, too. Milo cares nothing about sports. He's like, I don't give a rat's about that. So
I don't.
So I seem to be around it a lot. And you know, this is going to come out so bad. I like watching sports. I don't care for the athletes, personally.
I know.
And I'm afraid to say this.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm afraid to say one other thing. I generally don't like rabid sports fans. I like sports, but the go to a stadium and paint their faces.
Go crazy. Bring signs.
Throw things in the air and stuff like that. I'm not into that, which makes me an oddball.
I don't understand how it can consume somebody so much. And we're around a lot of those people here, obviously, at the radio station. We've got a sports station. It is all-encompassing, all-consuming. Every shirt is some sort of sports product. Everything they talk about is sports. And I just personally don't understand it. I understand it's a passion. You get a lot of enthusiasm out of it and a lot of excitement. It's like watching a movie or reading a good book. You know, there's adrenaline. I just don't understand.
What does your wife think? Because she loves sports. Your wife is very much she's like a jock, you know, and she loves her football and she loves other things. So does she just...
She just kind of rolls with it now. She just kind of gets it. She doesn't pressure me to, you know, sit down and watch games with her or go to too many, like, events or anything with her. I think she just knows who I am now. But then again, it's like my dad group of friends, dad squad that I hang out with, is like five or six guys. They love soccer. So it's like whenever we get together, here I am sitting there and these other five guys are talking soccer and points and stats and teams and whatnot. And I have nothing to contribute. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sad. It does. It makes me feel sad that I'm just not into it and I have nothing to contribute to the conversation.
I see some lines ringing. We're going to take calls on this. Living in a sports-obsessed country,
yeah.
If you're not into it, do you have a way of coping? This is not a call-in and bash sports. That's not what we're doing.
We're not bashing sports.
No, we're not. We're just saying, what do you do if you are that person who's not into it, but all of your friends are?
I'll tell you what's even more difficult. Than my wife is fine with it. She knows me. She's not going to pressure me anymore. But now seeing my son, who is a huge Nuggets fan now, buying the jerseys, wanting to go to the games because mm-hmm. you know dad can get tickets every now and then, mm-hmm. and talking to all of his buddies and playing basketball. And I'm like, bud, you want to get into photography with me? Like, we can go, I like photography. to go work on cars or something?
I see Josh is saying that we've got calls where people want to say that sports sucks. That's not what we're doing. So just hang up. If that's why you're calling, just go ahead and
hang up. We're not bashing sports.
We're talking about what life is like if you're not into that and all your friends are.
If you're standing there with people and they're naming players and their history and what they've accomplished, and I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about. I like seeing this for the city. I mean, it's good vibes for the city. It's bringing money into our personal business.
Yeah, you got to admit that last year when the Avs won the Stanley Cup, it was, I don't know, it was...
It's magical to see that.
It was uplifting to see people come together for something like that.
See, and I love that. I love the community aspect of it. I like going downtown and seeing all the banners on the light posts and everything.
That
stuff's cool.
7 or 8 years ago when the Broncos won the Super Bowl back in the dim mists of the past when they were a good team. And, remember that parade?
There was a million people downtown.
And people just showed up, so it's great. But, so what we're wondering about... This is not to bash sports at all. This is like, but what do you do if you're somebody like Jeremy who's not into it? He's a guy who doesn't care for sports. So we have got full phone lines from people who want to talk about this. Laura, how do you cope with this?
Actually, I find joy in it. I'm a person that likes to be positive and look on the positive side. Yeah. But I'm with you, Mr. Jeremy. Yeah. I prefer just to lay back, be calm, cool, and collected. And when everybody is out at the games, like, say, at the Bronco games, that's when I hit Costco. That's when I hit
Thank
the stores.
Thank you so much for saying that, Laura. Because, yes, I will leave my wife at home to watch the game. I'll be like, hey, I'm going to Target.
Exactly.
It's going to be dead.
You can actually get in a restaurant. You can go shopping.
Everything's fine.
People who like to ski say that during the Super Bowl, that's when they love to go to the slopes.
It's a great time. It's a great time to go to the park.
Laura, you're wonderful. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Laura.
We appreciate you. Got a bunch of calls on this. Here's Bruce. Bruce, what about you? Are you a guy who doesn't really care for sports?
I am not. I'm not a guy that cares for sports. I kind of find my way out of conversations.
I do, too. I kind of ghost the conversations. You know, I just kind of slowly fade away, and I just let everyone else go at it.
I just look up at the blue skies going, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I'm so glad I'm not alone, because I truly feel like an idiot. I feel stupid when I'm standing there, and they're spouting off all these points and stats, and I feel stupid. I hate it.
I hate it because I'm like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. These are guys who are this high, this is this low. I have no idea what you're even saying.
I
don't even know the players' names.
I know. I barely know Elway. And is he still playing?
Bruce, have a great day, buddy.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you for your time today. Here is Tia. Tia, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Love my boys.
Oh, we love our Tia.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I've been listening to you for over 20 years.
Wow. Dang, you're old.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say about this sports stuff?
Well, so I grew up as a dancer and a gymnast, and then I became a PE teacher. So, you know, all of the stuff I had to learn.
Sports is your job.
I'm like Jeremy. Yeah. What?
Sports is your job, kind of.
Well, it is, and I do teach them. I teach K-8, so there is a difference between high school and elementary. So I teach kids how to move and not fall down and throw with the opposite foot and appreciate physical activity, whatever they want to do. So, you know, I'm in it, but, you know, I'm the one who reads the book and provides the good food. I also have been known to go to kids' games, so I appreciate it that way.
Yeah.
But again, I'm like Jeremy. I'm like, I've had to have my husband. I married a Bronco family. I've had to have him teach me a little bit more about just even basic football. But, you know, I want other kids to know at least the basics so they can appreciate everything we do in our nation. So we're actually getting ready to roll into flag football for middle school.
Yeah,
there you go.
Middle school nicknames me as the ball magnet. They saved me. Whoa. I am a dancer and a gymnast, so they know if something's coming at me, they better save me or I'm going to get hit.
The ball magnet.
Tia, thank you for listening for so long, over 20 years. Let me throw this in. I said I like sports, but I don't like athletes or professional athletes. I like sports. I usually don't like sports fans because they kind of drive me a little bit crazy. So I'm a weirdo. I like to watch the games alone a lot of times, and I analyze them. However, here's something that, and I wonder if anyone else can relate to this. My stepdaughter sat down while I was watching a football game this past fall, and she just asked one little, she's like you, she doesn't care about it, mm-hmm. but she asked one question. So I thought I would try to explain. Has anyone else been in this situation that when you try to explain how football works, that you realize kind of how silly it is?
You can say it about every sport.
Right. Like, I remember once trying to explain baseball and to somebody who didn't really know about it. But the whole thing, like, what's a first down? What's fourth down? Why
they ran far enough, so now they get a try again.
And I realized it's like, it's kind of silly.
But it's a billion-dollar industry, you know?
Truth. you take it for granted, you know, that everyone knows how these games are played.
Yeah.
But the whole concept of baseball, right, you got to hit this ball with a stick,
uh-huh.
and then you got to run real fast down here, and you've got to stand on that little white thing.
How long you got to stand there for?
And then if someone else hits the ball, you got to run to the next
thing. How many times do you have to do that?
But if someone catches that, then you got to turn around and run back.
Why would you want to go back? You were just there.
The whole thing is dumb.
It is silly. And we worship
and
it. We worship it.
Here's Ulysses. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
We're great. What can you add to all of this?
So one day I got invited to a Rockies game by a buddy of mine. And, you know, it's exciting to be there in the stadium. I really enjoy it, you know, the adrenaline and everything. I kind of know the basics of baseball.
Yeah.
But then we sat next to this kid. It was like 10 years old, something like that. And he started like asking me questions about all these players and everything. And he started like telling me about the stats and everything. I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know.
So the 10-year-old essentially knew more about what was going on than you.
Yes, I had no idea.
Yes,
right. That's totally fine. That's
spot on, man.
Ulysses, thank you.
That's
for
what
the
I
call.
Feel like.
Oh, that's great. I don't think we're going to be able to get every call in. Josh says we should put Ben on quickly. Ben, you got something quick you want to add to this?
Yeah, so I have a nice light way of changing the subject, if you will. So let's say people are talking about, like, football. Uh-huh. I'll just chime in and say, oh, I don't watch soccer. Or change the sport a little bit just so that they know that I'm not really into their conversation, but it makes a joke out of it.
Oh, so you change the actual sport that they're talking about?
Jeremy, it's like your touchdown
shirt. It's my touchdown
t-shirt.
I have a shirt with a baseball player that's swinging, and then underneath it says touchdown. Right?
Yeah.
That's how it is. You know, did I describe that correctly?
Right.
I don't know. I'm thinking about sports too much. I'll tell you, one of the benefits is my next day is never ruined. After a game.
Oh, that's a great point.
That is one of the benefits to enjoying, you know, watching other people watch sports and blah, blah, blah. But I know if the Broncos lose, my wife will be grumpy for 24 to 48 hours after the game, and I don't have that problem.
That is such a funny way of putting it. I love that. My Mondays are never ruined.
My Mondays are never ruined.